Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. Hurricanes in Pittsburgh on Saturday, 12 o'clock kickoff. Our pregame kicks off at 8 a.m. It'll be an early one from Heinz Field. Joining us now, Hurricanes defensive analyst Bob Shoup is with us. Coach Shoup, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
We're doing great. Before we dive into the football, were you able to see the end of Ted Lasso?
Of course. I've seen every episode. I'm all caught up. So it's a great ending. Looking forward to season three. This weekend, our game went a little long, but I was able to tape Saturday Night Live and get home and see Jason Sudeikis on that, too. So that was great.
Now, I've got that taped. I haven't seen it just yet, but we had a little betrayal there at the end of Ted Lasso with the
don't ruin it for me now.
Oh, you haven't seen the end of it?
I haven't seen it yet. Come on, don't ruin it, guys. Come on.
No spoilers, but I think you could certainly see that coming throughout the course of season two. So, it'll be interesting to see a little rivalry between the Greyhounds and, West Ham. That'll be fun.
All right, let's get to the more serious matter. Pittsburgh, they've scored at least 27 points in every game. Kenny Pickett makes a lot of great throws, 44th start for him in his career, 23 touchdowns this year. We don't know about Jordan Addison, but we do know they run a really nice passing game. Take us through some of the things that concern you and how you slow them down.
Yeah, they're really good, obviously, and it starts with the quarterback. It seems like this is his sixth or seventh start against the Hurricanes. It's been a long, long time, I know that, and so I think, Coach Diaz and the guys who've been on this staff for a while are very familiar with Kenny Pickett. I should have said this. It really starts with their offensive coordinator, Mark Whipple. Coach Narduzzi is a defensive-minded coach, so I think he's entrusted the offense to Coach Whipple, who's a veteran who I've coached against for a long, long, long time. So it's been fascinating to watch as this version of his offense has evolved, and he does a really good job utilizing, tempo, utilizing personnel groupings, different formations, and a nice blend of the run game to complement what's a very explosive passing game. The quarterback's had a tremendous year, very experienced. He's really taken his game to, a new level. They've got pretty good depth at the running back position. Guys who've, they're not, I wouldn't describe them as necessarily a running team, but they, I know Coach Whipple wants to achieve some sort of balance, and they do run the ball well. They've got great depth at the receiver. You mentioned Addison, and he's got 11 touchdowns already this year, 39 catches. He's a really, really, really good player who we spent a lot of time talking about, but there are other good receivers as well. And, they utilize two different tight ends who have played well, caught 33 passes between them. And when you look at the starting offensive line, it's, I think across the board, senior, junior. So, some experienced guys. And as we were talking before, Don, when you think of Pitt, a lot of times you think of the great offensive line tradition and history that they've had at University of Pittsburgh.
Coach, if we can go back for a minute, I want to hit on the NC State game. And really the most important thing that came out of that that's going to affect this football team is Bubba Bolden's gone. Done. He's done for the season. How's that affect the defense, and how's that affect that side of the football for you guys?
Obviously Bubba is a very experienced player. He had a long and he had a really good career. He was an extension of the coaches. He has a high football IQ. He was a good communicator out on the field. And in many ways, he was a leader, not just, you know, with his play on the field on Saturdays, but, you know, the way he conducted his business, you know, in this building during the week and even in the spring and in the off season as well. You know, so that's the negative. But, you know, we all understand this is, you know, big time college football, and that's why depth is so critical. And you know, so when one guy goes down, it's an opportunity for another guy. And we're very, very, I think, you know, like I said, Hurricane Nation and everybody are very, very excited to see the evolution now of James Williams and Cam Kitchens. And those guys have really worked hard since their first day on campus, whether it's James coming in, Cam coming in as an early enrollee or James coming in the summer. And it's no accident that they're up there on the depth chart. It's not because we like them better. That they've earned this opportunity. And this will be quite a challenge for them. And they've both, you know, played really, really well. I think Cam, arguably, you know, has been one of our most consistent performers, to be very honest. I mean, I didn't say best and I didn't say worst, but he's been our most consistent. I mean, he's a really good tackler. He's always in position. He's an excellent communicator with a high football IQ. And certainly James has flashed in his play over the last few games. You know, he's made a lot of great plays. He's a unique athlete who I think Coach Diaz and the defensive staff really like to move around a lot, put him in different positions in different packages, and let him really show what his skill set, So those two guys, and then, you know, Avante Williams got his first action last week as well, and Gervin Hall's back in the mix this week as well after, some injuries and things like that that kind of limited his play last week. So we're looking forward to getting Gervin back. And as we come down the home stretch here, it's really all hands on deck, and especially at that safety position, we're going to need guys to come in and do a great job.
You know, Coach, today was the first day that I got to really meet Cam Kitchens and spend a few minutes with him, and is as impressive a young man as I've ever met. I mean, he's just outstanding, and the way he handles himself, and the way that he represents the university and represents his high school, and just very impressive young man. I know you spent time with him, and I'm sure you have the same feelings.
He and I were just texting right as this call began, you know, about connecting and watching a little bit extra game film this week because his, you know, role and whatnot are going to improve, but and get bigger. But yeah, you're exactly right. He will be successful in whatever he chooses to pursue, and hopefully he has a great NFL career, and then we'll go on. And he is every bit as good a person as he is a football player. And a great student, great representative of University of Miami, and just, he's everything that any coach would be looking for in a student athlete.
You know, it's I remember Coach Johnson would say when he was recruiting players, sometimes he would dive into their bio, right? See what they did in terms of their stats. If a guy was a stat sheet stuffer, he'd go watch Greg Mark play basketball. Yeah, how many points, how many rebounds, how many assists, how many turnovers does a guy force, how many interceptions, how many deflections. And, you know, beginning of the year, I dove into Cam Kitchens' background, 9 interceptions, returns a kick, a punt for a touchdown. Guys that seem to have those instincts, that do a lot of different things, make plays, generally turn out to be pretty good players. I think that's kind of the path Cam Kitchens is on.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I mean, here's a guy, again, I'm somewhat new to the area, but I think anybody who knows anything about high school football knows Northwestern High School. And he's a guy who was a 4-year starter there, played on numerous, state championship contending teams and state championship teams. And, you know, it's funny, we have these 7-on-7 camps in the summer where the local high schools come in and compete. And he was a referee, you know, on every weekend that we had those. And people gravitate towards him. I mean, the high school kids who are from Dade County, you know, gravitate towards him. They gravitate towards James. They know who they are. They look up to them. And the more successful they are, and some of these young players, Romello and those guys who are from Dade County as well, and Broward County and Palm Beach County, I mean, the more successful those guys are, the more successful the program's going to be. And I think Coach recognizes that. And one of the things that's really been fun is watching the evolution of a lot of the young guys, those two specifically, but LT as well. Don, you and I talked about Chase Smith and his opportunities soon to come. And, you know, on offense, it's maybe not the true freshman, but Tyler Van Dyke and Rooster in the last few weeks, how they've played. And I think I've said it again and again, I think there's a very, very bright future, you know, for Miami football. And we're going through a little bit of a transition right now, but the expectation is still to win games. You can't lose games during that transition. And, you know, this is the last Saturday in October. We're right in the thick of this, and we got a big, you know, great challenge ahead of us this weekend. But I know our guys are really excited to get to Heinz Field and play a really good Pitt football team.
Coach Pickett makes a lot of big throws. How do you make it tough on him? How do you make him force him into tough completions?
Well, the best pass defense that there is still is a great pass rush. And I think Coach has some good ideas on how to get after him this week, you know, whether it be in our, you know, prowler package, which are three-down stuff, whether it's a three-man, a four-man, or a five-man rush, you know, creating different looks. He's a very experienced player, so you have to disguise some things. You can't give him the same look over and over again. And you got to make him uncomfortable in the pocket. And we have to do a really, really good job. You know, we had a couple breakdowns in the back end the other day against NC State. We can't have those against these guys. They'll certainly take advantage of that. We got to play tight coverage. You know, we think, you know, we've got to do a great job challenging these receivers. I think that, we have the capability to play some man-to-man, do some different things, maybe create some looks that we haven't given before. And there's not a whole lot probably that he hasn't seen, but I think, again, if we disguise, we put pressure on them like we want to, and we're able to stay in tight coverage, we got a shot. And, he's a lot like Howell in that he doesn't, you know, wait around in the pocket. A lot of the plays that he makes by, you know, moving around in the pocket, stepping to the outside. But unlike Howell, you know, he's looking to throw at all times. He will run and is a good runner, but he's more scrambling or moving around the pocket, looking down the field, and that's where he's a real threat when things break down and the receivers maybe improvise a little bit and deep routes may go short and short routes may go deep and they kind of freelance and find things, you know, coming open. But he's obviously hot and he's got playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. You can certainly see that.
Coach, you have to look at when you're on the defensive, looking at defensive tape, is Rambo and at the receiver spot for Miami. And he has really turned in some very impressive statistics and some very impressive games. But, you know, I was watching him today. He does it at practice all day long, too. He just doesn't show up for a Saturday deal. He's working it at practice.
Again, I think, you know, when you hear, you know, the Miami Hurricanes from the great 80s teams or 90s teams or early 2000 teams, when you hear them talk, they always talk about green tree. And that's what Coach Diaz emphasizes. It's the games are won on the green tree practice field. And there's no doubt that we had our best week of practice last week. And, the way we compete against the offense, and, you know, I think Tyler and Van Dyke or De'Eric when he was playing or whoever's in there, they really enjoy going up against us, and our guys enjoy going up against them. And there's that, you know, good-natured trash talk in between one another. But I think that's what makes for a great team. And, you know, when practice is over, we really are a brotherhood. And, you know, I mean, just like anything, when you're brothers, you're gonna compete, you're gonna challenge, you're gonna push each other, you're gonna shove each other, you're gonna fight, you're gonna bicker every once in a while. But when you walk off the field, you know, we're all orange and green through and through, and we're proud to represent the U.
You know, I thought the run defense was pretty darn good the other night. And
yeah, it was. I thought we had a good plan. You know, Coach put together a really good plan. We did a couple things a little differently than we'd done. You know, setting the front certain ways, aligning the linebacker certain ways, bringing a couple of the blitz paths that we hadn't really shown. But, you know, we talked about against NC State, we had to really stop number 7 and number 8. You know, the formula that Mississippi State had used early in the season was very similar. You know, they held the running game to 50 yards, even though the quarterback threw for 300. And we really felt if we can limit the running game and not give up explosive passes and create some turnovers, we could win the game. And we did accomplish the first thing. You know, they had, other than the fake punt, they had 21 rush attempts for 71 yards, which is 3.5 yards a carry, which is pretty good for us. We were pretty pleased with that. And as you know, part of my job is to do a lot of the numbers for Coach. And of those 21 rush attempts, we had 14 that we deemed efficient on defense. So that was very, very positive for us. A step in the right direction for sure.
All right, Coach. We keep you all night, but we know you got Pitt on your mind. A lot of work to do there. So thank you for joining us here tonight to give us a nice breakdown of the Pitt Panthers. And we'll see you, I guess, on the airplane.
Well, it's going to be a great challenge. I know we're looking forward to it. And this is what makes being a defensive coach in college football so unique, in that 1 week you play a team that is a strong running attack, and then all of a sudden you go and you face a team that's in the top five in the country in passing offense and pass efficiency. So it definitely keeps defensive coaches up late at night. But we're looking forward to it. Get back in this thing and win the last game in October and put ourselves in position for in the month of November.
Yeah, no
Thank
question.
You guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.